Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, you're invited if you want to join us here. The number for you to dial in and take control of the airwaves is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
Matt. And Joa.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. We're going to go actually right into your phone calls here in just a moment. But coming up here tonight, New Hampshire. According to ABC News, that's where we do this show from, is the only state of all 50 states to actually refund COVID business fines. Thousands of dollars in fines.
That's phenomenal.
Are going to be refunded to New Hampshire business people. Actually, I don't know what the total. Yeah, about $10,000. So they didn't hand out a lot of fines to begin with.
Yeah, it sounded small.
But they're all going back, and we can talk about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts, welcome.
What was the last time you heard about anything of that nature?
Never.
Ever.
I heard about Alaska, but they vetoed it. So they were going to refund, yeah.
Right, there's a couple other states where they were going to, and it didn't work out. New Hampshire's the only state. 603-283-6160. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts first, though. And we got Gordon on the line. Gordon, you're on Free Talk Live, calling on our SIP lines.
Hello there.
Hey.
I've been listening to you guys talking quite a bit about New Hampshire secession for the past week or so, and I am absolutely astonished that nobody has brought up the fact that there is a television show about a town in New Hampshire that declares independence from the United States.
What is this?
It's called The Republic of Sarah, and it's on the CW network, and you can actually stream it free on the CW app.
Is it any good?
It's not bad. I think the writers decided to sexy it up a little bit, so they added in a bunch of stuff that's not really related to the secession story.
But is it fiction, or is this like a historical kind of drama?
It's definitely fiction. It's set in the present day.
Present day, okay.
And there's a corporation that gets in bed with the state government and uses eminent domain to take over a bunch of land in this town for a mining operation. And the residents of the town make a discovery that apparently the land that they sit on was never formally claimed by the U.S. or Canada. And they've just been acting like a U.S. territory. So they declare their independence.
Cool, a little bit like Liberland, where you got over in, I think it was the Danube River, if I recall correctly, between Serbia and Croatia. There's like a little spot, which is sort of disputed territory. Technically, neither of the countries claims it, supposedly, and there's a bunch of libertarians trying to build a libertarian paradise there.
what I'm curious about is what kind of order they have, right? So, like, how are they functioning as a civil society?
In Liberland or in the TV show?
The TV show, because, that's probably where the propaganda is coming from, but I'm assuming that.
Yeah, is it pro-secession or is it, like, the writing, is it anti-secession?
Well, the show is very pro-secession, but of course they have a lot of difficulties. You know, where does your energy come from? What happens when the countries around you decide to close their borders? Establishing diplomatic relations with the rest of the world. All of those things are addressed. Mm-hmm. But of course, in the most recent episodes, I think they've got 6 or 7 episodes that they've aired so far. In the most recent ones now, they're electing a representative democracy form of government and getting that set up. And they seem to be representing that that's obviously the way we have to go. But, I thought...
That's what people will think, of course, but maybe that's not so obvious.
That was their first mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that a town in New Hampshire is seceding from the Union, having its own TV show, and nobody has called Free Talk Live to talk about it.
Well, I mean, we don't have enough callers for Free Talk Live, so thanks for making a you know,
either, either that or we don't have enough people who watch TV still.
That's a good point as well. Hey, I got to ask you, Gordon, what did you find the setup process for SIP, which is the way you called in tonight? It's an internet method of calling the show where you usually sound a lot better than if you're just on a plain old phone line. Was it difficult for you? Did you have trouble with it or pretty easy?
No, I tried a couple of my own things because we actually have a SIP line set up through my company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had some of the SIP setup done on my phone anyway.
I see.
And so I experimented with that a little bit. But then I went back, cleared all of that out, and did it right according to the walkthrough that you have on the FTL blog there. And that works seamlessly. It's kind of intricate getting it set up, but once it's set up, it works very well.
Indeed. Thank you, Gordon, for the call. Thanks for the heads up on the show. You said it was called Republic of Sarah?
The Republic of Sarah, and it's on the CW. You can stream it free on their app.
Thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate the heads up. Is it art imitating life, or is life imitating art?
Hmm.
Which came first?
I like the life imitating art thing more.
Well, I mean, definitely this is a possibility, right, for up here. And, in fact, we've had Dave Ridley calling in over the last week or so talking about secession. And his one concern was that it costs the state money to have a hearing. So every time there's a bill that's put forward, and there's like 800 to 1,000 bills every year in New Hampshire, it costs some amount of money for whatever bureaucrats, you know, need to be in the state house and the power and the, you know, the air conditioning or the heating or whatever to have this hearing. And somewhere Ridley had heard that it costs around $2,000 taxpayer dollars to hold just one of these hearings. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Maybe he's taking the whole budget of the state house and dividing it by the number of bills. I'm not sure.
I'm
where
sure
that
it's more than that, too.
Who knows? I don't know where that number comes from. I mean, the fact is they're meeting in that state house whether or not Bill A is filed versus Bill B. But regardless, that was his one concern, what was holding him back from, like, moving forward with trying to get some sort of secession bill filed in the state legislature. He's not a legislator, but he wants to see New Hampshire exit the United States just as much as any of us, any of the rest of us. And he's one of the, I would say, biggest doers in New Hampshire. He's one of the longest.
Yes.
He moved here in 2004, I think.
He's the reason I'm here.
He's incredible. And
he influenced me to move here.
I've been following him probably longer than anybody else, any activist, actually.
Yeah, because he's been here longer. And a great activist. He's you know, ballsy in real life. He's willing to take risks, and he's willing to do things. And so
very creative.
Yeah. Aria and I said, look, you know, if it's about money, you know, I don't have a whole lot left in the bank account after the government raided this house and stole over $100,000 from the Shire Free Church. But I got a few grand, so I'm like, I'll pitch in some cash for this. And Aria said she'd do the same. So we said, you know, just between the two of us, without even asking anybody else for help, which we will eventually, you know, we've got the amount covered. So now Ridley's like super excited. Now he feels like he can do a thing that he hasn't been able to do before, which is reach out to state reps and ask them to put forward a secession bill like this year.
Mm-hmm.
As in when the state reps file the bills, which is coming up, I believe, August. There's like a couple weeks window where they get a chance to file the bills that will be heard in 2022, and this has never happened before.
And you're giving that money back?
Well, that's the interesting thing was, I thought what Dave wanted was us to cut a check to the state government, which I really don't want to do, but if it's something that is going to get Dave Ridley on the case, on like, you know, to be the key man on an issue, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
If that's the thing that was, you know, making him feel like he couldn't do activism on this area, I'm like, all right, fine.
Well,
yeah.
From what I heard is that you guys are going to be giving it back, and I'm going to be filming.
Well, right. So what Aria said was, well, can't we just give cash or gold backs or something back to the people directly? And Dave said he'd be fine with that. So I'm like, great, because that's way better to me. Like, I'd much rather have Aria out on the streets with a stack of, you know, $20 bills or gold backs or whatever and handing money to, you know, your average taxpayer instead of actually cutting a check to the state government.
At least it'll be used to stimulate the economy, whereas
yeah.
The state would just be wasting it.
Well, plus it gives you an opportunity to talk to people, right? I mean, somebody's going to listen to you if you're handing them a $20 bill, right? Sure. Like, hey, you know, we want to know what you think about secession.
$20 for your thoughts?
Right, we'll pay you for it. So, you know, that, all those details haven't gotten hammered out yet, but Ridley's already started talking to the state representatives.
Very nice. If they were New Hampshire gold bags, I'd feel better about it because we're using something that we're trying to secede from.
That's what I'm trying to convince her to do. She feels like that's going to be too difficult. And I'm like, that's not going to be hard to do. To hand out gold to people? Not going to be hard at all. 603-283-6160.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Should you wish to call in via SIP, which is what we were just talking about a moment ago with Gordon, who is our first caller of the night. He's the second person to successfully call in with SIP, first being TJ the Spy. Eventually, hopefully, I'll stop counting because it usually sounds really good. If you want to learn how to do it, it's a step-by-step process. It's going to take you probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You got to set up an account with a provider, and they're free. You got to download the app for your iPhone or your Android device, and you got to set it up. But, you know, once you're done setting it up, it's boom, punch a button, and you're on the line with us, which is pretty sweet. And it sounds almost like you're sitting here in the studio, especially if you got a decent phone. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com. That's sip.freetalklive.com. It takes you to a thread on our forum with, again, just the step-by-step that you can go through. And if you have trouble, you can post there to that thread, and we'll see if we can help you with it. But check that out, or just call in like normal at 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa in the studio here tonight. We just started out with Gordon calling in about a secession-oriented television program about here in New Hampshire, and I find that to be pretty interesting. And maybe other people in New Hampshire are watching that show and they're thinking about it. Because I can tell you, when I've done secession outreach here in the Shire, it goes pretty well. I find that people are open to the idea of leaving the United States. As much as people might sort of on one hand feel patriotic towards the United States, like they probably like the flag and, you know, they like the military or whatever, they also know that the U.S. government's corrupt as hell and that it's not going to get any smaller anytime soon.
I think people are starting to realize that they were duped. It always has been corrupt as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're starting to wake up to this, like, you know, I have a new assistant at my job, and I was talking to her the other day just really as a meet and greet for the first time kind of thing over the phone, and we got talking, and it turns out she's got a lot of ideas that are pretty libertarian. And
is she from here?
She's from Washington State.
Oh, okay.
So, but it turns out that, you know, I got onto the topic of cops, and she's like, well, these people hate the cops. I'm like, let me walk you through this real quick. So we did, and by the end of it, she's like, well, dang, I never really looked at it that way. So, you know, everybody's seen the light. Most people, I think, have seen the light in the last year specifically, including her. And I think that now more than ever is a good time to start offering other solutions and decentralization and things like that. Because
it's not a solution to say, oh, we'll throw the bums out in D.C. That never works.
Yeah, I think it's time for 50 states to secede from the 50 states.
Absolutely. But you got to have one go first. You know, it's a monkey see, monkey do kind of thing.
We'll go.
Yeah, that's right. Whether it's New Hampshire or Vermont or California or whichever one is, you know, Hawaii, I think, has a secession movement. And, of course, they're one of the most recent states to join the union, so it might be easier for them to leave. But, you know, it's high time that this happened. And the fact is, the more you talk about a thing, the more it becomes real in people's mind. Because at first, it seems unbelievable. But if you see it on a TV show, if you hear about it on the radio, if somebody at their workplace is talking about it, if it's, you know, being discussed more often, and it starts to become like, well, maybe this isn't such a crazy
idea. I feel like the mainstream picked on that this is a talking topic, and then they made a show about it. And so if that's the way it is, like, okay, let's start talking about it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw some numbers recently. I'm sorry I don't have them in front of me, but it was supposedly numbers from some kind of poll about Americans' interest in secession based on geography. And New England wasn't the highest in the country, but it wasn't terrible either. It was like, you know, 1 out of 3 seemed like they might support the idea. And
wow,
that's a good starting point.
That's great.
As far as I'm concerned. Let's get the conversation going. And that's what I think the political process is good for. Look, I think politics sucks. I think it's an inefficient method towards change, and it's frustrating, it's expensive, it's time-consuming, it's awful.
Yeah.
Anybody that's ever been involved in it for any amount of time knows how terrible it is.
It can be very degrading.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can say degrading, you can say all frustrating, you can say all those things 10 times over because it's that bad.
Yeah.
Like, using those words isn't really enough. Like, it's those words on steroids is how bad and frustrating and expensive and horrible and slow. It's just a drag.
But the reality of it is a way to get some attention for an idea. You know, and the fact is, people still believe in the state, You know, I wish that we could end that. I wish we could end people's belief in the idea of the state, period. Mm-hmm. You know, any
or
government.
How about instead of, like, being a negative approach, how about you be like, you know, convince people that they're individuals and make their own choices. And then you promote that, and then people are like, oh, yeah, these people are telling me what to do over here. Why? I'm an individual. Like, that's where we need to go. And I think pointing out that there are people trying to control you, mm-hmm. Trying to tell you what to do, is really going to motivate people as individuals.
I hope so, but the fact is the psychopaths out there, the sociopaths who believe that they are the state, not just believe in the state, but believe they are the state, you know, they're not going to be ignored. They're going to come to you with guns. They're going to raid your home. They're going to kidnap you, your loved ones. They're going to destroy your life if you don't, you know, obey their diktats. And so something needs to change.
Yes, and it needs to be changed quickly because this is not a free country.
No.
We cannot have 380 million people walking around thinking they're in a free country. I think they do.
I don't think enough of them anymore. No one talks about that anymore.
I don't think they give enough thought. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like I was raised.
They take it for granted.
It's just a colloquialism at this mm-hmm. point. They keep repeating it over and over. And I think they do the same thing in other countries. I think Russia talks. I heard Vladimir Putin the other day complaining about he was getting railroaded by a reporter in an interview, and he chided the guy on, this doesn't look like free speech. So it's like free speech is obviously something that's talked about in other mm-hmm. places. But when you and I, we were, you know, Joe and Captain Kickass and Ario, we go on the radio and we're talking about freedom things, we catch heat for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that we're being targeted. And this message is unpopular with some very centralized, powerful people. So when they have an apparatus that's allowed to chase people like us down with guns at will, then they do. So that should tell anybody that this is not a free country. You are not free. It's not just us Mm-mm. they're attacking when they attack us. They're also attacking everybody in this country when they do that.
Yeah.
You could do like a social experiment, go into a crowd and just be like, start saying the Pledge of Allegiance. How many people are going to put their hands on their chest and cite it and take down your numbers? And like a lot of people, even though they're questioning their governments, they're still going to be doing this. So if they're that indoctrinated,
trained.
Yes, it's obedient, very obedient.
They're not even thinking about it, right? Like, oh, somebody's putting their hand over their heart. They're chanting the thing that I was told to chant when I was a child every single day of my life in the government indoctrination camp. So, you know, if we could actually secede, or rather when we secede, that'll be something that goes away.
Right.
That people won't do that.
And it's a fairly new thing. The Pledge of Allegiance hasn't always been. That's not an American thing. Late 1800s. I mean, the country's already around for well over 100 years by the time somebody decided to throw that piece of crap into the schools.
What people don't realize is that Francis Bellamy, the guy who created it in 1989.
He was a socialist.
Yeah, he was essentially a Nazi that was promoting the same ideals. And I don't even want to call them ideals, but you know, and then
obedience.
And then further on, in 1951 is when they actually indoctrinated into the schools. So
we got time for you if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. Also, I know, Joey, you want to talk about the gold back. You came prepared tonight. You got the gold back holder. I didn't even know they had gold back folders. I'm excited to see this, and we'll tell you about that. And you know what's going to be money when you secede from the United States? Well, is an option.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The director of the CDC is calling the Delta variant of the coronavirus the most infectious respiratory virus she has seen during her career. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying it's more aggressive and can spread more easily. Walensky saying those who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 need to take the Delta variant seriously.
This virus has no incentive to let up, and it remains in search of the next vulnerable person to infect. Please consider getting vaccinated and take precautions until you do.
The United States launched airstrikes against the Taliban as it continues to withdraw its troops. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby did not give more details. The strike comes after Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley said a swift Taliban takeover of the war-torn country is not a foregone conclusion. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is taking steps today in its fight to rein in gun violence. Attorney General Merrick Garland in Chicago unveiling a set of new so-called gun strike forces.
We're taking the opportunity to launch the five strike forces, which will battle illegal gun trafficking networks. This set of strike forces is just one part of our comprehensive anti-violent crime initiative, which we began in May.
The director of the CDC says the nation is at another key moment during the pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we have a common enemy while detailing the rapid spread of the Delta variant. She's urging Americans to ask the questions they have about the vaccines. Walensky insisting folks should talk to their healthcare providers in addition to their friends and neighbors who have rolled up their sleeves. On Wednesday, according to Johns Hopkins University, 333 people died from COVID-19 in the United States. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt. And Joa.
We've been talking about secession here, and we got other stuff, of course, on the way to discuss, including the gold bag, including New Hampshire being the only state of all 50 states to actually refund any fines that they assess against businesses during the COVID lockdown, crackdown, whatever you want to call it. Of course, plenty of states are still cracking down, but New Hampshire's giving back the fine money. As far as states go,
I love this state.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. We can talk about all that here, but your calls and thoughts are welcome. We're going to go to WGOW listener Antonio. He's there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Antonio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I was calling because you guys talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and all that. It really reminds me of a story that or an experience I have back when I was, like, in middle school that really just, like, kind of pisses me off every time I think about it now.
All right.
Well, see, because one time, you know, every morning, he was just saying we had to say the Pledge of Allegiance before school started, you know, when we were in homeroom. And I remember one day we had did these little quiz, like two-question quizzes at the beginning of class.
Hmm.
And And, you know, we always have those in the morning, but one day I was sitting there doing mine, and the announcements came on, and we were supposed to stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I didn't. You know, I was just sitting there finishing up my thing, and then I stood up halfway through and, you know, was still reading my little thing while I was standing up. And afterwards, you know, I didn't think much of it. After class, the teacher pulled me to the side and said she expected a 6-page essay tomorrow on why what I did that morning was disrespectful and that her son was a veteran and all that. And, of course, me growing up in rural Tennessee, I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't mean to offend your son, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I wrote, like, I think I wrote, like, 2 pages or something like that because I really didn't want to do it, and I didn't like the teacher much either way. And, of course, she called the principal. The principal was like, you're going to write this essay. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I wrote it. And I did. And then I actually didn't write it, you know. And I got suspended for 3 days for insubordination and disobedience. Every time I think about that, it really just makes me so mad.
That warms my heart.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you know, the fact that I didn't write that essay, hell, I graduated high school with, like, barely a 1.0 GPA.
Some of the most intelligent people I know also graduated high school barely with a 1.0 GPA.
I mean, I'll say this. Our valedictorian, I know for a fact that he's not doing so well, and I know I graduated 396 of 398, and let's just say I'll probably retire in the next couple of years.
So, sweet. I mean, nice, dude.
And I'm not even 30. So it's
good for you.
Sounds like you didn't get indoctrinated hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
To be high up on the list there.
And, you know, and it sounds to me like you're talking about the two-question quiz. It sounds like that might not have been a bad idea. It's a good thing to get kids, you know, brains moving in the morning. Here, I have a couple questions to get you thinking for the day. And that's exactly what you were doing. You went to work on the two questions they gave you, and it got your brain moving, and you got stuck thinking about the two questions, which is good. They were more worried about you being obedient than they were about you turning your brain on for the day.
Precisely.
Hey, Antonio, thanks for sharing that story with us tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It sounds familiar to me. They didn't tell me to write an essay, but I also did not do the Pledge of Allegiance at some point in high school in one of my math classes, and they tried to do something to me, and I just didn't care. You know, so what are you going to do? Kick me out of the class? Okay, great.
I wish I'd been that far advanced back then. I was all America, you know, red, white, and blue.
I wasn't particularly, like, principled libertarian, I don't think, at that point, but I sure as hell didn't like being told what to do.
Right. I always thought, you know, the red, white, and blue means freedom. That's
what
it was. I was always about freedom, but I didn't realize that, you know, I was 16, 17.
I had my experience with the pledge in, back in Rhode Island and Pawtucket specifically. I had friends that lived there, so we started going to the city council meetings. We'd been going to city council for, like, 2 years. And council hearing... I didn't stand for any of the pledges when we were there, even my friends. But the attorney general was there. My friends decided to stand. They threw me under the bus, and I didn't stand. I had my friend kicking me, like, stand up. But they tried to hold up city proceedings because I wouldn't stand.
Wow.
I eventually stood up, and I did a 180. So I turned my back to the council.
Back.
And, you know, the mainstream news was, you know, like trying to catch me off guard and show up at my house and everything. Like,
really?
But I decided to, you know, have an interview and talk about it in a public park where religious freedom was founded.
Right.
You know, I explained to him that, you know, this shouldn't be offensive. If anything, Supreme Court ruled that I can do this.
Yeah.
And
it's your right.
Yeah.
To not speak.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that weird? I was expressing myself without doing anything, just sitting there. Actually, I was filming it, and I didn't want to stand up because my camera would have actually been like, I had to move my camera and stuff. So I filmed all the city council meetings.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it's also more powerful to do this as a group. I mean, for an individual to do it, you're up against the entire, it seems like everybody when you do it alone. But when you've got a group of people, it starts to change how people react to it. I mean, they're still going to be offended. They're going to be upset. But they're less likely to actually get in your face, right, if you're not alone when you do this. And you can see this in action also when standing for judges, or rather, in our case, not standing for them in courtrooms. One of my favorite experiences has to be if you're going into a court and you're, which I don't know if courts even let you in these days because they started locking down last year, and I don't know if they've unlocked anywhere, but once in theory you can actually go into a court again, if you are going to stay seated for the judge, which is your religious right to do, it should be your freedom just generally to do, but certainly, you know, my religious belief is no man is greater than another man, so I'm not going to stand for anybody else, whatever their robe or crown or whatever they're wearing, always sit in that front row. Because that way other people in the courtroom can see you not
right.
obeying. And that's just always, you know, something to give people something to think about. But once you actually start to hit the numbers of people, like we can do here in New Hampshire and have done in the past when there's a court hearing, we get people to come out to that hearing. Once you get to the point of, it's usually about half. If you've got half of the people in that courtroom, and they're all sitting in a place where it's right. visible by everybody else in the courtroom, and the judge comes into the chamber, and then the bailiff bellows, "All rise!" And you don't.
And nobody does.
Then there's a good chance that the rest of the people in that courtroom, they're looking at you, and they're going to go along with you because there's enough of you staying seated. I've seen it happen.
It's like breaking the cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome at Pete Adamo's trial down in Greenfield, Mass, when there was probably, 40 freestaters in that courtroom. And All Rise, this big fancy courtroom. The judges looked out at the, like, everybody. Like, oh my God, what's going on here?
You know, they stopped doing it in Keene.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Whenever we're in the courtroom in Keene, at least as of the last time I was there, which has been a couple of years now because, again, no trials last year, but I think it was when Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, had his parking ticket trial, and there was another one that somebody else had after that, I noticed that, hey, they're not saying it. The judge is just walking in. The judge is just walking in.
So you effectively, over the years, pulled the plug on one of their weapons that they use against people.
Well, right. Hey, maybe we can test this out again in September when I go to my parking ticket hearing.
Is that going to be in Keene?
Yeah.
They actually gave you a date?
Yes, they did.
Oh, wow, because I went in right before the raid happened. I had actually just filed for, because I got a ticket, well, not technically me, but the vehicle that I was driving, because they don't know who's driving, right? They just left a ticket, left their garbage on the vehicle, and so I went straight into the parking department and said, I'd like to get my trial here for this, and I figured they were going to drop it right there, because that's normally what they do. Normally they're just like, we'll just, have a nice day. But in this case, they're like, okay, well, let's, we got to call the police down here, blah, 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 and of course, I'm usually like, well, just send them in my house because I'm not going to wait for the cop to show up here. They know where I live.
Right.
They can come deliver me the complaint to my door. And they do. So the cop came to the door, delivers the complaint, and it says TBD on the date, to be determined. Now, they only have only have 90 days to actually begin prosecution of a violation in New Hampshire. Otherwise, it's gone. So I'm interested that they're actually...
Well, they've already lost their money because I spent 3 hours, bugging their ear. and it's, you can see it on my channel how ridiculous it is.
What's your channel?
Breaking the Flaw.
On?
YouTube in library.
Excellent. In fact, we're going to talk about Odyssey coming up here in a moment. I'm sure you're on that because you're on library.
Yes.
We're coming up. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to reach us here, you can bring up whatever you want, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Matt, and Joe.
We're going to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started there. At the top of the page, and that's where you can learn about some stuff. Get the basics. There's a quick 3-minute long video, roughly, that you can watch and, you know, get the basics down. There's more videos than that if you feel like spending some more time on it, because it is an interesting interesting topic and one in which you can dig as deep as you wish. So head over to Bitcoin.com and get started there. If you're not new to crypto, get the latest news headlines over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. We go to Jimmy. He's on the line in Missouri. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was calling to let everybody know about this, I guess, a dead man switch that John McAfee allegedly has. It's had a countdown timer for, has been going on for, you know, about a month, or at least since he died. And there's like 10, actually there's 7 hours left on it, and it's going to premiere some sort of live stream video. And it's at BritBongLogPost.com.
This is not an easy website to access right now, and that's, I imagine, because it's being slammed with requests. So, I mean, McAfee probably didn't expect having this much interest, I guess, because as of right now, the website is not even responding, so it is probably being
inadvertently denial of service attacked, basically, by
or
so many
people.
Or it
could be intentionally DOS attacked.
It could very well be. Yeah, that's a possibility as well. BritBongLogPost.com. Now, where did you catch on to this? How did you find out about this, Jimmy?
Well, it's strange. I was actually listening to the Stuff They Don't Want You to Know podcast, and they did a whole thing about John McAfee, his whole life, you know, went over his whole life and everything. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned that at the very tail end of that little podcast. And so I checked it out, and at that time it was just a few days before now. And it's strange. The website at the very bottom has a satellite photo of something that looks like two giant holes drilled into the earth.
Yeah, that's a diamond mine in Sierra Leone I saw.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's what I was wondering what that was.
But apparently that diamond mine is owned by some Illuminati-type level person and associated with George Soros and a bunch of other
beers or something.
Yeah.
And he also has a link on there that is a dollar sign. And says whacked, which is that tattoo he got on his shoulder that one time. And it gives a link basically to, I don't know what you'd call it, but he has a whacked token. And there's like 100,000 of these things being traded, and it gives you a link to that shows all this WAC token being traced or tracked. It's really strange.
Okay, so update on the URL. It's actually BritBongLogPost, BritBongLogPost.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. So if you put the blogspot in there, then you actually get to a website where there's a countdown with 7 hours to go, and then there's some sort of a hash looking sort of thing there that I don't know what that's in reference to. I know that didn't he mention at one point that he's got like 31 terabytes of data or something that he's going to drop?
I just did a quick search here, and I see one of John McAfee's tweets. Actually, it was tweeted by somebody else on his account about how it's ticking down when he was already in custody at the time.
Yeah.
This is like almost 2 years to the day, July 23rd, 2019. You know, it's saying that if he doesn't enter in, that there's some data will be released.
Right. So the way that a dead man switch would work, like a digital one like this, you know, your classic ones in the movies, right, where a guy's holding he's holding the actual switch, and if you shoot him, then he dies, and you know, his thumb goes off the switch, and the bomb goes off or whatever, right?
Right.
That's your traditional dead man switch. This one would be a digital version where if John McAfee is incapacitated for a certain period of time, this switch activates. And the only way that the switch could not activate is if John McAfee is free and able to actually punch in the code to say, okay, don't activate every 6 months or whatever, you know, whenever this thing cycles over, every 3 months.
They'll bring him back to life tomorrow.
He has to go in, punch in the code, and that resets
and that would
the
deactivate
countdown.
It.
It resets the countdown. Because
give me the web address one more time. It's BritBong.logpost.com.
No. Brit. What I'll do is I'll post it on social.freetalklive.com, and then you'll be able to just grab it from there. And the site is working. It's just you got to have the exact right URL. Very interesting, Jimmy. Obviously, we don't know what this is going to reveal, you know, whether it's just going to be a big troll job, as you would expect, perhaps, from John McAfee. Or maybe there really is going to be some shocking new information.
Yeah, in typical John McAfee style, I'm going to be pleased as punch with whatever it turns out to be.
Yeah, I don't know. What makes you think that it's going to be a video? Is there any kind of reason why you think that?
Well, now, the one I went to was the BritBongLogPost.com. There's also a .biz of that web address. But this was several hours ago. Since then, it probably has been slammed, and they re-uploaded it to another, you know, like got a new URL or whatever for it. Hmm. But it says secure live video uplink, and I guess it's in about, 7 hours.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the heads up on this, Jimmy. I appreciate that. And so, yeah, that's a little bit later on this tonight. That would be, you know, in the overnight hours, Eastern time. So check that out. We'll get the link for you over at social.freetalklive.com. If you're not signed up on our social media site, you don't have to be. You can still just go there and you can see the site and you can look around and, you know, see who's posting what. So you won't have to have an account to get this link.
Well, less than a month ago, John McAfee updated it to 31 terabytes. So,
where did you see that?
This I see on Reddit, and it's referring to...
Oh, and he's right, by tweets. The way. The BritBongLogPost.com also is working now, so it's kind of coming and going. Again, it's probably just because the website's just being slammed with people checking it out, hearing the news, etc. So, if you want to join the show, you can here. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about declaring independence from the United States. We touched on goldbacks. I want to get deeper into that because, Joey, you're pretty excited about the goldback.
Oh, I'm very excited. Just seeing how much we were able to use it over at Porkfest, Forkfest, and almost every single vendor was taking them. And the ones that weren't came around later on.
Really?
Oh, yeah, most likely. And it was just great. It was a great ride to trade, and, you know, we all knew it had a trade value of 4. Some people were doing it for a lot less, but I was like, I guess I'm not going to purchase from you if you're going to take it for less. And, you know, the markets adjusted themselves, and people were very receptive to them. I was selling them to kids, and they were flipping them for 5. I was selling
That's
them
awesome.
For 4, selling them for 5, and... So,
why don't we describe what a goldback is for listeners that
sure.
are new?
It's a laminate sprayed with 24 karat gold,
mm-hmm.
and it has a nice image of the ones that I was dealing with were New Hampshire ones.
But so. There's also Utah and Nevada, That's and right. I believe the next one's going to be Wyoming. I think they're doing.
Yeah, I think it was Wyoming.
Yeah,
yeah, and yeah. So it was a big thing there. It
and
really
it's 1/1000th of an ounce of gold.
For the one denominator, yes.
Yeah. And, well, right. So that's the denomination, and then there's 5s, 10s, 25s, and 50s.
That's great.
And those are also 50/1000th of an ounce, 25/1000th of an ounce, and so on. And if you think about it, 1/1000th of an ounce of gold is not a lot of gold. It's a speck,
right.
basically. You think about the size of an ounce of gold, and then cut that into 1,000 pieces, and that's how much gold is in one of these gold bags.
Right.
And they go for, like you're saying, around $4 retail, depending on where. You can pay more. Obviously,
yeah.
people will pay more for it. But let's just call it at $4. And it's based on the price of gold, but also there's a manufacturing process that goes into play and
right.
makes this what would normally be a speck of gold that you would totally lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just had a little teeny little bit of gold, that's going to fall into your, it's going to fall out of your wallet. You're not even going to try because you can't do anything with something that small. You can't weigh it.
If it was like, if it wasn't on the laminate, it would just disappear in your fingers if you rubbed it together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this makes gold useful,
mm-hmm.
and it makes gold useful for the first time in generations. Right?
And forever, really, because the number one problem with using cryptocurrency, or not cryptocurrency, using precious metals as money,
mm-hmm.
is that it's not really easily divisible.
Correct.
And this
solves that problem.
This is already divided. It's mm-hmm. perfect.
Yeah, it's an amazing product. I was a huge fan of it when I found it actually at Freedom Fest in 2019. I think Freedom Fest is actually happening right now out in South Dakota. So hello.
There's a list. If you go to goldbacks.com, you can see a list of places that accept them. So
yep.
check that out.
Yeah, it's getting started, and I'm glad to hear that it was such a big deal at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. If you want to share your thoughts with us, you can. And again, that website, goldback.com. You can check them out there. We got more on the way. Hour number 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.